true. Type 2 diabetes occurs in 1 in 7 Native Americans, and there is no cure. But many diabetics are beginning to discover that the risk of serious complications can be reduced with proper diet and daily exercise. It means a difference between living and dying, according to Collet's elder, Jerry Bouchard. In today's Health and Healing, Rose Hybear interviews Jerry about his life experience with diabetes.
You know, I'm 67. I'll be 68 years old in December. And it's very hard to be active. I've reached an age at when I should be able to sit around and just enjoy life. And yet, with the diabetes, I know I can't do that. With the diabetes, I have to keep active somehow or other.
Jerry Bouchard didn't have diabetes during his younger years. During high school, he played sports. And then as a young adult, he kept active in his work and went hunting and fishing on the weekends. When an injury sidelined him in 1977, he became sedentary, and then he started to gain weight.
In 1985, my appendix ruptured, and I was hospitalized. During the blood work at that hospital, they discovered that I had some high blood sugars. So the doctor brought me into his office.
Jerry struggled with the pills and the rigid diet, but sometimes he would pass out from low blood sugar, which then made him afraid not to eat. So he began overeating. This caused him to suffer from high blood sugars, and he developed a fatalistic attitude.
The resolution I finally came to when I was put on the insulin was that I had diabetes and my life was going to be shortened and there was nothing I could do about it, so I continued to abuse my diet. The most I ever weighed was 317 pounds, and then I went back on the diet.
Everyone is different, and their bodies react to the disease in different ways. So in the process of struggling with his disease, Jerry made an important and life-changing discovery: to stay active.
Most of my exercise comes from working in the yard, from wheelbarrowing dirt and digging in holes and carrying various pieces of concrete around for my wife's Japanese garden, planting trees and shrubs and making a pond. I'm the major carrier of the garbage up and down the steps, and I don't try to minimize trips up and down the steps, and it's good exercise for me. Now, I don't know how many men vacuum floors, but I do. The main exercise that I use is walking. We live on a hill. I go to the top of the hill and I walk down the other side, then I come back up to our house. But I also do some exercises. I've seen it on television. And I can sit in my easy chair and do exercises with the rubber band. I do arm lifts and leg stretches and whatnot.
Managing a life with so many restrictions can cause some to have anger, resentment, and depression. But this battle within the mind has helped to deepen Jerry's philosophy and his resolve to live.
I wished I could say that I control the diabetes, but I don't. The diabetes controls me. The diabetes dictates what I'm going to eat, how often I'm going to eat. It dictates how much medicine I'm going to take for it. It dictates just about every aspect of my life. Now what I found out, and this is the important thing, is that because I have diabetes doesn't mean it's the end of my life. Now I engage in those activities that are fun activities. I know that they're healthier alternatives than to just sit around and let the diabetes take its toll. I want to live. I just didn't want to sit and die anymore. Yes, the diabetes is shortening my life, but it doesn't have to short it today.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Hybear.
Health and Healing is written and produced by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW LP FM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians and the Benton Foundation's Sound Partners for Community Health, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Artist Circle, Bruce Cressman talks to canoe maker Tony Johnson. Then, on Turtle Island Storytellers, Cliff Snyder brings us a Chinook tale of Old Man South Wind.
Suddenly, the whale turned into a monstrous bird. The bird then rose into the air, flapping its wings so powerful that they shook the earth. As he climbed, Bird Monster blotted out the sun.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit corporation located in Portland, Oregon. We record and preserve oral history and cultural arts of American Indian storytellers, historians, artists, and song carriers, and share their messages with diverse public audiences.
At the flies round this rocking chair.